Patrick Murray in the Allstate Showcase Studios in for Brian Noonan. Man, I love a great business story. Our next guest, think about something that you love and you turn it into a business. Our next guest loved popcorn, apparently, and decided to go for it. He is the owner of Goody's Popcorn. It's Dave Goodwin. Goody, thanks for coming in, man. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me, man.
Did you love popcorn growing up?
You know, back in the day when I was younger, my grandparents couldn't really afford much, so they would get either underwear, socks, or a tin of popcorn.
Sounds like the McMurray house.
Exactly.
It was always underwear and socks and some type of snack.
Exactly.
That is so funny. Yeah. Did you have a big family?
Not really. Just me and my sister growing up.
Okay.
But it was, we always nibbled through the popcorn through, you know, the Christmas holiday. So we loved it.
Were you always a worker growing up? Have jobs? Because I've seen you at so many events in Chicago and you hustle, man. You really do.
You got to do it when you're a brand new business. You got to do it.
You got to go everywhere, don't you?
Unlimited hours.
How'd you get started?
I've been in the casino industry for most of my career. So being food and beverage, it was Vegas, California. I opened up some riverboats here in East Chicago.
Did you really?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been all over. So, I mean, that
no industry. Wonder I love you so much. I love Vegas more than anything.
Exactly.
That's great.
But, I always wanted to do my own thing, mess around in the kitchen with executive chefs, playing around with spices. I'm like, I just figured out popcorn.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
So it was just hit and miss, hanging out in the kitchen. Okay, I'll try this and see what happens.
Yeah, but, you know, I wanted to do something different. I didn't want to make my popcorn carnivalish. I wanted to make it cool type of thing. You know, I didn't want to go, you know, the festivals, you know, like the carnies type
right.
of thing. I wanted to make it cool. So that's the type of thing I'm going for.
Well, it's healthy, too. You keep telling me the coconut oil.
It is. So, I mean, everything is popped in 100% coconut oil, and we use 100% non-trans-fat cheese. So, obviously, everything in moderation, but it's healthier for you.
Is it really?
Yes. Well, not so much the chocolates, but yes.
I mean, most people, when you came up with this idea, most people don't go for it, okay? So, if they don't go for it, if someone comes up with a killer idea, they want to beat you down. How many people kept saying, man, that's a bad idea. You shouldn't do popcorn.
Thousands.
Everybody,
It did. And until they see it up and running, until they come in and experience, because even coming into the store, it's an experience. So even it's like, man, even the name, everybody comes in and says, are you a franchise? I'm like, no. It's just me and my business partner right now. It's just we're eventually trying to get there.
I mean, how do you, because there's so many small businesses that struggle, you know, the first few years. How do you get going? I mean, do you go to the bank and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this popcorn thing?
Well, that's why
I have investors.
I do have an investor. And I mean, thank God he came around because it really helps. So, I mean, it was one of those things where I got lucky having him. But we got to get out there and push it too.
Well, I'm so impressed by people that start these businesses because you get to a point where, okay, either I can quit or I can just tough it out and keep going. Did you have one of those moments?
You always do, but it's one of those things where my name's on the building. I got to keep going.
Right.
So you just got to grind it out.
So how do you get from the kitchen, and you started the place in Dyer, Indiana, right?
Yeah.
How do you get from the kitchen to your own business?
Well, I mean, it was one of those things where I wanted to do my own thing. So I was either going to do some seasoned fries or seasoned popcorn. So I'm just like, everybody loves popcorn. You can do so much with popcorn.
Right. Of course.
So that's why I went with the popcorn route, because you can do so much with it. Events. I mean, I've seen you at so many events, the Canal Shores event. And
the golf outing.
The golf outing.
Right.
And
you were
SNL.
Just asking the SNL thing. And I'm like, we got to get you
balls.
On the radio. Yes.
Yeah. Sweaty balls were a huge hit at the event.
And so you go in your kitchen and you make the sweaty balls from the skit from SNL.
Yes. And I made Oreo, Reese's, what else? Just plain.
How many did you make for that party?
300. And they were gone in less than an hour.
Well, I ate one.
Yeah. They were gone. People loved it, because I had my cousin there wearing her little Christmas outfit from the skit. So they were just handing around, going around, sweaty balls, anybody?
That is hilarious. Yeah. And people want to hear your story because you're such a likable guy.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Thank you.
I mean, good for you.
I appreciate it.
So Goody's Popcorn. How many brands do you have? Or how many different...
We have over 70 flavors.
Okay, flavors. Thank you.
I can do up to 300, but just with limited space, 1,300 square feet, you know, we're just introducing a flavor of the month. So this month it's pumpkin spice, bacon cheddar right now.
Again, are you just going in your kitchen and saying, okay, let's just try a few things, see if it hits?
Yeah, especially with the cheeses, because that's mostly, it's spices.
Right.
So it's one of those things where I'll dabble here, put a little bit in there, and if it's good, and obviously I'm basing everything off of my palate, so hopefully... It goes. Hopefully it goes.
Everything is about food nowadays. If it's not a cooking show, people are cooking now more at their house. So I'm sure they embrace this because this is your experiment, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm getting a lot of local support, you know, especially, you know, with you and all the events that everybody's, you know, we love your product. So that's really good to hear, too.
I mean, that helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you have two tins in front of you that
yes.
we're going to give away. You have a Bears
yes.
tin.
And a Blackhawks.
And the Blackhawks. How do you get their logos on your tins?
Well, we order these logos through a company that already has the licensing agreement. So
okay.
we don't have to purchase a license or anything for it.
So people can give these away for Christmas.
Correct. Correct. And we also have corporate tins where we can put your logo on them as well to give away to your employees
God,
or clients.
That's a great idea. That's smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you could do WGN Radio Popcorn.
Absolutely.
And they could give it to their employees like me.
Absolutely.
And Joe for the holidays.
Exactly.
God,
exactly.
I love that.
Exactly.
What's the next step? I mean, you get to a point where I got to come up with another idea.
Well, you know, I'm just doing events, like we partnered up with the Bickle Foundation, and, you know, that's huge. You know, every Blackhawks tin we sell, 20% goes back to his foundation.
Right.
Even at his Fetching a Fair party, Jeremy Roenick was there, and he loves popcorn. He tweeted out right when he saw the popcorn, and then I ended up doing gift baskets for his hockey
camp this summer.
Yeah,
yeah we had him
yeah.
on the radio for that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Of course, JR loves popcorn.
Exactly. Yeah. He could not put the spicy buffalo down. He couldn't. He loves it.
I haven't seen him in a while. How's the weight? Because we text all the
really
time.
He looks really good. I saw him on
okay.
the ice. I mean, he looks good.
There was a month during the summer. He's like, I need to lose weight. So I quit drinking for 30 days.
No, he looked good.
I'm
he
like, good for you. That's fantastic. In studio with us is Dave Goodwin, Goody from Goody's Popcorn. This charity angle, which I love doing charity work, but I feel like every charity event I've been at the last 3 months, you've been there.
Yes.
You always say yes to people.
Yes. And I want to be that company with the help of Betsy Shepherd.
Everybody loves Betsy.
Everybody loves Betsy.
Betsy's Canadian. You want to find somebody in Chicago, you go through Betsy.
Exactly.
She's one person away.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to be that company, that store that tries to find a way to help.
Right.
You know, I hate saying no. I just want to be able to be like, yes, yes, but there's got to be a strategic way to be able to make it sense for us as well. So, you know, going out, branding, and, you know, obviously it helps us as well.
Well, you said something to me Friday night at the SNL experience. You said, I may not be a millionaire, but at least I'm doing charity work and helping people.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my God, no one yeah. says that.
Yeah. I mean, that's just one of the stories that I want to be remembered as, you know, we all have kids, or at least I have kids that I want my kids to look up to me and be like,
of course,
oh, my dad did this. I want to help, you know, some way I want Goody's to be able to help.
What does your family say about this? Are you now the popcorn guy in the family?
I am the popcorn guy, but as of 2 days, I'm Shorty Balls guy right now.
How do we get that year round at the SNL experience?
That's what we're working on. That's
Are you
Betsy,
really?
That's why Betsy, she's working on that.
I mean, think about it. You go there. That's part of the skit. It
right.
should be in there.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
hilarious.
So we're trying to get it in the gift shop.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. Goody in studio with us, Goody's Popcorn. What's your website for people?
Goody'sFamousPopcorn.com.
Okay. Yeah. 312-981-7200. Let's do caller number 10 and 11. We'll take a quick break and give away two of these tins.
Yeah, let's do it.
And we'll come back and talk some more.
Cool.
All right. It's 720 WGN.
Please welcome the owner of Seasons Eatings, Pete Schwede.
Terry and I have been looking forward to having you on the show because we know you're the master of all kinds of Christmas goodies.
Well, there are lots of great treats this time of year. Zucchini bread, fruitcake. They're made from a secret Schwede family recipe. No one can resist my Schwede bowl.
WGN, Pete McMurray in for Brian Noonan in studio. The popcorn guy, Goody's Popcorn, Dave Goodwin. Goody is here. We're talking popcorn. We're talking tins. We're talking, how long has your business been around?
5 months now.
Five? That's it?
Yes.
You're kidding. You've only been around 5 months.
Nope. Yep. Yeah, 5 months.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, dude, you're hustling.
It
I swear to God, I must have saw you right. I must have met you right at the beginning of this.
Exactly.
I thought you'd been around for years.
Nope.
God, that is impressive. Well, let's give these away. We got Bruce on line 4. Bruce, congratulations. We're going to give you the Bears tin. Are you a Bear fan?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Bears.
Looking forward to the popcorn.
What kind of popcorn in the Bears tin?
It is caramel and cheese mix.
Caramel and cheese. What's not to love about that? Thank you, Bruce. Hold on the line, and let's go to Rob and Addison. Rob, congratulations. You get the Blackhawks tin.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Much appreciated.
What's in that one?
Same thing.
Same thing?
Same thing, yeah. Yeah.
Why is that? Why does cheese and caramel go together? Thank you, Rob.
It's a Chicago thing. Everybody loves cheese, and they like a little bit of sweet with it. It just is.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, we actually have to pre-bag these in the store because they just can't keep up with it.
I can't believe you've only been around 5 months.
5 months.
So yeah. Funny. Yeah. So what's your current plan? You're in Indiana and Chicago. What do you want to do? Do you want to expand all over, or do you just want to keep it in these two states?
Well, no, expand, but, you know, baby steps. So it's one of those things. Our e-commerce is going up soon this week, hopefully. So we're going to be able to, people can order online. So once, you know, if that's successful, then we can start looking out for warehouse, other places. You know, I'd love to be here in the city, you know, in the region as well. You know, there's a lot of places over where in you know, close to Dyer over there that we're looking to expand as well.
I love the fact that I can put like a McMurray family logo on the tin and send it to my mom.
Yes.
I mean, that's simple.
You know, like Christmas cards, your whole family picture, you can put your whole family on the tin.
I don't know about that. That's kind of crazy. How do you, let's go through the flavors, and how do you name the flavors? How do you come up with the names?
Just basically, you know, once they come out, we taste it, and then we just like I got one that tastes just like Fruit Loops or Fruity Pebbles. We call it Fruity Loops, but it's like it tastes just like the cereal, you know? So, I mean, we got dill pickle, we got, you know, a loaded
dill
baked potato.
Dill pickle popcorn.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I didn't really like pickles before I did this.
I'm a huge pickle guy. I love them.
And I should have brought the pickle. But
that's
all
right.
I eat the pickle all the time now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you just open your refrigerator and like, let's try this and see what happens?
Well, it's seasonings. So, I mean, I just go through the aisles and look at the seasonings and I'm like, oh, let's try that. Let's do that. You know, I want to master sort of the fiery Cheetos flavor. So I'm trying to look into, you know, getting those. Everybody loves Cheetos. So I want to try and match that.
Now, you talked about working with chefs. Are you a chef? Do you cook a lot?
Not at all.
You're
Not
kidding.
At all. No, I just bought popcorn.
Did you have the air popper back in the day?
Yes.
Where you put the butter on top of that plastic thing and it was supposed to melt.
Yes.
That was the worst. Everybody bought the air popper.
Exactly.
And they tasted terrible. Oh, they're so healthy.
Right.
It's like you want the butter on the popcorn. That's the whole deal.
And that's the beauty about my product. None of my product besides the caramel has butter. So that's better for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's all coconut oil?
Even like this movie theater that I have here, it tastes just like the movie theaters, but there's no butter in there.
Man, what's some other flavors do you have?
Spicy buffalo is my favorite. It's got a little bit of kick.
Spicy buffalo. Is it like a buffalo chicken wing?
Yeah, and you mix it with ranch popcorn, so it's like dipping it in ranch.
Damn,
it's
very good. Of everything.
Yeah, it's good.
What do you have for October, Halloween?
Halloween, we got a pumpkin spice.
Of course you do.
We're doing, like, for Christmas, I got an eggnog flavor.
Okay.
I'm doing, you know, I'm trying to...
How do you do the eggnog? What do you do with that?
Well, it's a candy coated, so it's an oil-based flavoring that I throw in, and it coats 20 gallons of popcorn. So it's pretty neat.
Really?
Pretty neat process, yeah.
GoodiesFamousPopcorn.com. Goody is in the studio with us. We're getting text messages. People are saying, what's the name of the company?
And Goody's Famous Popcorn. It's G-O-O-D-Y apostrophe S.
What do you do for Thanksgiving? Well, turkey and stuffing. How do you do that?
Turkey stuffing.
How do you do it though?
I don't cook. I don't cook. I'll bring the snacks.
I know, but how do you get the popcorn flavor if you want to do it? What do you put in there?
Like for my bacon. Like everybody loves my loaded baked potato. Loves the loaded baked
because
potato.
It tastes like bacon and popcorn.
But I throw real bacon bits, ranch.
Of course
chives.
You do.
Yeah.
What's not to love about that?
Exactly. Who doesn't love bacon? Who doesn't love
it? I got a great idea. I'm going to put bacon in the popcorn and people are going to buy it. Of course they
Absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
Everybody loves bacon. You ever hear somebody say, don't like bacon?
Very rarely.
Mm-mm, not at all. What is your favorite?
Spicy buffalo.
Spicy buffalo.
Yes.
Dang, man. Yeah. Is that what you have right there? What'd you bring in?
Yeah, spicy buffalo. I bought bacon cheddar.
Hand me the spicy buffalo. I'm going to try it on the air. Here, just toss it over. Okay. So this is it right here?
Yeah.
All right. These are packaged in Indiana?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything is made fresh at the store.
How was the drive-in? How was the Bishop Fork?
Not bad. Not bad.
That's nice. Here we go, folks.
Ooh,
oh, God.
The crunch.
Oh, it's fantastic.
A little bit of kick will come in.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Tastes like a chicken wing.
That's the one I nibble on all day.
Well, I can see that. It's like you're eating chicken wings.
Exactly. You feel like you've eaten after a while. You're like, oh, I'm not hungry anymore.
God, I love the kick at the end.
Yeah.
And you mix it with the cheese. How does that happen?
Well, I melt down the cheese, and then I throw in a little bit of habanero, a little bit of buffalo seasoning.
How long did it take you to come up with this?
Well, each one is a process. I mean, a lot of waste in the beginning.
Sure.
But,
I mean, 2 days, 3 days, or what? A few weeks? How does that happen?
In the beginning, when I first did it, a couple days. But now, like, I can just throw something together and we can, it's easy process.
So you can come up with specialty flavors for anything.
Right.
What do you do for a Valentine's Day? You got to start thinking about it.
Well, we got chocolate covered strawberries or popcorn. So we'll drizzle, I'll put some popcorn in chocolate and then I'll drizzle white chocolate over it, the strawberry popcorn, because I got strawberry flavored popcorn.
Right.
So I'll put that, coat that in chocolate and then drizzle white chocolate over it.
It seems so easy, but no one does it. You have a Snickers flavor?
Snickers. I brought that one as well.
Kit Kat?
Kit Kat.
Cinnamon?
Cinnamon.
Joe, s'mores. Come here and try this.
S'mores.
What is s'mores?
Know. S'mores popcorn.
S'mores.
S'mores.
Okay. Chocolate Oreo?
White chocolate.
Try it, Joe.
Oreo.
Okay. Here, let me turn on your mic. What do you think? You like that? Give it a second. You're going to eat three of those, and then it's going to kick.
Yeah, there's the kick.
Do you like the spice?
I'm digging the spice.
Okay.
Yeah. We also created a pumpkin pie that I'm going to make a chocolate out of that we're going to put white chocolate over a pumpkin spice with a crushed up pie crust.
God, I love that.
Yeah.
Wow. Can you hand me one more? I just want to sample it for our listeners for research purposes. Look at Joe. He's taking the popcorn away. I like this. Man, good for you. I love a successful small business story.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Thank you.
So what are people saying now? They wanted to beat you down when you came up with the idea, and now what are they saying?
Sorry. Sorry, Goody. I wasn't there.
This is a great idea.
Yeah.
I wish you the best.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, they're like, sorry, I didn't believe you. They're upset that they didn't think of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one of those things.
Wow, bacon cheddar. This is the best right here. Oh, my God, it's just fantastic. Yeah. Wow. I mean, that's off the charts. That's the best. Seriously. Wow. Is that good? Well, good for you, man.
Thank you
for coming in.
Thank you for
having
us.
You're doing the Susan G. Komen thing this summer, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this month.
Yeah. So we actually had an event last night with Industry was hosting it, and they were benefiting the Susan G. Komen. So we had popcorn tins.
Okay.
With their Susan G. Komen logo, and we're doing part of the proceeds, 25. If you order online now, one of the Susan G. Komen tins, 25% goes to the foundation.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What do you got coming up? Any charities you want to plug?
I think you're still
working on it. Yeah. Just go to the website. People can check it out.
The Music RX. For veterans.
Veterans thing coming up in November, right?
Yeah. We do a lot of that for them and first responders. Like we did the Canal Shores. We do a lot for that.
That's the first time we met.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is this popcorn guy?
No, I think I met you the night before at Joe's.
Oh, Joe's on Wheat
Street.
And
then I liked your jacket.
Yes,
I liked your green jacket.
Yes. I wear the Shamrock, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know Joel, who throws the golf outing, Joel Murray, he wears the Cubs one.
The Cubs one.
So that's why I wear the Shamrock jacket.
Right.
I didn't want to upstage the host.
Well, I think Kerry Wood won the jacket.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the raffle.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's where I met you.
Yeah.
I mean, Chicago is such a big city, but it's a small city.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always one person away from somebody.
Exactly.
Yes. And Betsy Shepard will get you there. Goodiesfamouspopcorn.com. Goody, thanks for coming in, man. Continued success.
Thank you.
You need anything, you've got any charities coming up around the holidays, people love to give, you can always come back.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. It's 720 WGN.